Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for March the 24th of 2021. Of course, my name is Samuel Adams, and this is a daily gaming news podcast meant to bring you the hottest news you need to know from around the industry, hosted on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know. So if you enjoy the show and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. And yesterday, we got what I consider to be a bit of a shocking news story. Amazon Games is opening another development studio, this time in Montreal, Canada. The Montreal studio, which joins Amazon Games development studios in Seattle, Orange County, and San Diego, will focus on creating original AAA games. Amazon Games is actively hiring to build out the talented team, with a variety of roles opening. Quote, Montreal's rich vein of creative talent will be a valuable asset as we continue building our development and publishing teams, said Christoph Hartman, VP at Amazon Games. The highly skilled and experienced team at our new Montreal studio shares our commitment to creating best-in-class online games and brings with them a wealth of knowledge and passion for building deep, community-focused multiplayer experiences. I look forward to watching them invent on behalf of customers as they grow their team and develop their first project. They talk more about the people that are there behind the scenes, a lot of big names, people that have worked on Rainbow Six Siege, etc. The studio's first project will be an online multiplayer title based on a new IP. Interesting move there. Quote, building on 8 years of experience with Siege, we are excited to start with a blank page and the creative freedom to create a completely unique experience in the multiplayer space, said Xavier Marquis, creative director. From our first discussion, we felt a true connection with the people at Amazon Games, their approach to gaming, and the sheer amount of knowledge, expertise, and technology available there. It is quite humbling, and we could not be more excited to start a studio with them. The Montreal studio expands Amazon's commitment to developing games that offer bold new play experiences and foster community inside and outside of the games themselves. Upcoming internally developed titles from Amazon Games include the open-world MMO New World, releasing in August 2021, and several unannounced projects currently in development. Amazon Games is also a publisher of externally developed games, including an upcoming title developed by Smilegate RPG. Amazon Games is dedicated to creating an environment where our development teams have the freedom to innovate and pursue their creative vision. Amazon Games is hiring across a variety of disciplines, and key open positions at the Montreal studio include software developers and game artists, and you can find more job listings at the link they have included there. I say this is a shocking piece of news because we see what's happening with Google Stadia, and Amazon is kind of in that same vein in a lot of different ways, because you do have Amazon Luna, which is their new game streaming service that seems to be kind of dead on arrival, in my opinion. Again, I know that there are people out there that are very passionate about every platform, but it seems like outside of the sponsored content that I have seen Twitch creators creating, there really isn't any kind of hype around Amazon Luna as much as I had expected there would be. Brief pause, as I edit today's podcast, I had some thoughts that I did want to share on what I said. I did not expect Amazon Luna to be some kind of runaway success that skyrocketed to popularity overnight. That's not what I'm saying. What I did expect is for more of a marketing push to be behind Amazon Luna, and I have not seen that yet. Now, the service is in its testing phase, so maybe whenever it becomes a big, wide public release, we'll see more from the team at Amazon. But I still expected more because of what happened with Project Cloud, which was the testing name for Google Stadia. A lot of people were discussing how cool it was to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey in a browser, and maybe the landscape has changed because we have gotten services that have made that a more common reality since Project Cloud was first being tested, but Luna in general just feels like it has no hype behind it, and I was expecting at least some talk about how it could impact the industry, but so far no one is really saying anything. On top of that, Amazon Games has also had a lot of trouble in the past few years trying to actually release a game. They released one last year that was kind of one of those Battleborn Overwatch-style experiences, and it was pulled from store shelves just weeks after it was released, and then the servers were taken offline roughly 6 months later. And so now you have this new MMO, New World, coming out in August 2021. That is their big new game. That is what they are focusing on. And of course, they have some games behind the scenes that we have not seen. Perhaps we will see more during the Summer Game Fest and the months and events surrounding the Summer Game Fest. But interesting to see their continuing investment. And I think this shows their dedication to the gaming space. I think they are dedicated to making something happen and to creating new experiences. I'm excited about the fact that this is an online multiplayer title, and Siege is mentioned directly here, with 8 years of experience with Siege. The question is, does that reflect the experience of creating just an online multiplayer game in general, or are we talking about a newly established first-person IP, a newly established first-person shooter that is going to be launching into the multiplayer space to begin with? These are the questions that remain. Of course, things are just getting ramped up. The studio has just been announced as of yesterday, so don't expect news on what they are working on too soon. But cool to see that Amazon is continuing development. I just hope that the move is well placed. I hope that those that begin working on a new project are able to bring it to completion, because there's so much money going into Amazon games month after month and year after year that it would be nice to see the fruits of those labors at some point. And so far, we haven't really seen anything that is definitive on the gamer side of the equation here. But ye of little faith, you'll be surprised whenever they pump out a AAA product. We'll see if that ever happens. But GameStop has had quite a tumultuous 2021 with the stock situation we saw a few weeks ago, driven by hype from r/WallStreetBets and those on the social media landscape trying to jump on board and get rich in the process. But yesterday, all eyes were on the earnings call, because this is what proves the worth of the company, a company which its worth is being questioned in 2021 because of the increasing focus on digital as a route for players to access their games, especially as the COVID-19 pandemic continues to impact people around the world. And unfortunately, they have missed their earnings, but they have named a new COO, and they are continuing to focus on digital. Revenue for Q1 was $2.12 billion versus $2.21 billion expected. The adjusted earnings were $1.34 per share versus $1.43 per share estimated, and comp sales were 6.5% versus 8.1% estimated. In addition to that, global e-commerce sales, included in comparable store sales, increased 175% and brought in 34% of net sales in the fiscal 2020 fourth quarter versus 12% of net sales in the fiscal 2019 fourth quarter. The company is continuing to suspend guidance at this time. Quote, as we look ahead, we are excited by the opportunities that are in front of us as we begin prioritizing long-term digital and e-commerce initiatives while continuing to execute on our core business strategy during this emerging console cycle. Ahead of the earnings, GameStop announced its chief customer officer, Frank Hamlin, will be stepping down. This marks another major C-suite move since activist investor and Chewy co-founder Ryan Cohen joined the board of directors in January. So you have more moves at GameStop, and this does not bode well for the company. As I mentioned, this is a company that is trying to justify its existence in 2021. I look at GameStop, and it is a cool place to go. I do still frequent my GameStop when I need something. But if it's a new game coming out and I know that I'm not going to be trading it in, then I'll just pick it up on my digital storefront on my Xbox. Because if it's a new Call of Duty, I'm just going to keep that. I'm going to keep that in my library. And that's something that's changed. And since the COVID-19 pandemic came along, I have even more of an incentive to just go with whatever is on the Xbox Live Marketplace. Or I should say the Xbox Network Marketplace. I think it's just the Xbox Marketplace. But you know what I mean. And so I think a lot of other people are in that situation as well. And it's important that they build a storefront that is focused on the future rather than one that is trying to make what's happening currently work. And so with all of that being said, GameStop has missed their earnings, and it looks like a rough quarter ahead. Now, after the announcement of the new COO, the stock rose after hours, but then drove back down later on in the evening. So take it for what you will. Should be an interesting day when the markets do open. But Genshin Impact has raced past $1 billion in less than 6 months on the market. It officially launched in September of 2020, and since then, $1 billion has been spent around the world. The title has been a global blockbuster, generating $874 million in just its first 5 months, and it continues to be a top seller on the mobile marketplaces. Genshin Impact is a game that I never really thought would become as big as it has become so quickly, but that speaks to its quality. I do not play it regularly, but whenever it did come out, when it launched, I downloaded it, played it, and I saw the value in it. It has a very whimsical kind of open world touch that I think a lot of players around the world are really connecting with. And so congratulations to the developers at miHoYo, because they have a very, very successful game on their hands, and I'm sure that it's recouped development costs time and time over, but continues to generate revenue and just drive it through the roof. One game that might not generate as much revenue, but that I'm personally more excited about, is a Pikmin augmented reality mobile game, and it's coming from Nintendo and the team behind Pokemon Go. Nintendo and Pokemon Go developer Niantic are aligning for a new partnership. The new game is going to make walking fun, and it's essentially the same kind of situation you have with Pokemon Go, but instead of having Pokemon, you have little Pikmin walking around you. Quote, as we continue to expand our games portfolio, it was a natural next step to team up with Nintendo, Niantic Chief Executive Officer John Hankey said in a statement. We are looking forward to shaping the future of AR together, bringing Nintendo's beloved game characters to life for mobile game players around the world. Of course, Pikmin is an ideal fit, as the author here at VentureBeat mentions, because of the tiny plant creatures, and they do the player's bidding, so you can just go around directing Pikmin as you see fit. Quote, Niantic's AR technology has made it possible for us to experience the world as if Pikmin are secretly living all around us, Miyamoto said in a statement. Based on the theme of making walking fun, our mission is to provide people with a new experience that is different from traditional games. We hope that the Pikmin and this app will become a partner in your life, end quote. I'm down for this. I want to see what it looks like eventually whenever the gameplay trailer is eventually released, but I think this is a good fit. And augmented reality is a cool way to experience new games in a mobile setup, because the mobile portion of your phone brings the digital world into your physical world. Regardless of where you are, you can augment your reality. We saw it with Minecraft Earth, we've seen it with Pokemon Go, and the success of both of those has really proven that there is something for the future. Now, of course, Minecraft Earth is shutting down, but it had a very tight core fan base that enjoyed what they brought, and I think there is something there. And so to see this investment and to see this partnership begin to flourish, I think is a natural fit. And personally, what I would love to see is a mobile Pokemon Snap on the phone. That probably won't happen because you have new Pokemon Snap that is coming to the Nintendo Switch. So Nintendo probably doesn't want to muddy that experience and muddy that launch. But it would be neat to see some kind of Pokemon Snap game brought to life where you can just snap pictures in the world around you, share them to social media of a Bulbasaur on top of a trash can, whatever it might be. That sounds neat to me. Maybe that's just me. But let me know what you think. What games would you like to see from the team behind Pokemon Go at Niantic and the collaboration with Nintendo? But to round out today's show, Final Fantasy XI Reboot has officially been canceled. The 2015 announced mobile reboot has officially been sent the way of the road, as the saying goes. And this is coming from their most recent earnings report from Square Enix. And so this is not something that's surprising. No one's really heard anything about the game since late 2020. But this is one of those games that will never see the light of day, which is very unfortunate. I'm sure people out there have been looking forward to them. But this is generally a public service announcement that you're never going to get it. Sorry. But that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about everything we discussed today. But specifically, what do you think about Amazon Games opening yet another studio? Do you think it's going to be successful? Are you looking forward to playing New World, the new MMO coming from Amazon? Would love to hear what you have to say. But until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.